Ladies and gentlemen, this is Jim Roddy, your host for Heroes, and we've just had our break and are fortunate to have with us Eric Zarin, the president of the Carnegie Hero Fund Commission, and Bill Garrison, who is the creative consultant of the podcast that the Carnegie Hero Fund has been doing, and they're going to tell us some stories and some background on those stories. Gentlemen, thanks for being on Heroes.
Thanks for having us. Thanks for having us, Jim.
Tell us, Eric, who's your next hero you're going to tell us about?
That hero is Heidi Johnston under case number 91509. Now, Heidi Johnston helped save a man from drowning in Eureka, California on January 2nd, 2021. And in her own words, let's set this up till I tell the rest of the story.
The motor compartment of the truck, the front end of the truck, was filling full of water. I hung on to the doorknob or hung onto the side of the truck, and I was treading water and hanging on, and I was talking to him, and I asked him if he was ready to get out, and I tried to open the door and it was locked, and I was thinking, how am I going to get him out of this truck? I can't get the window down. I can't open the door. This is really bad. So I just talked to him some more and asked him if he was ready. And if he was ready, you know, let's get the window down. Let's try and get this door open. And nothing.
So while driving in a parking lot of a city marina adjacent Humboldt Bay, a 78-year-old man suffered a medical emergency, lost control of his truck, and entered the water. Upright with his front end partially submerged, the truck drifted offshore with the outgoing tide. Now in the parking lot with family members was Johnston. Age 49 at the time, she was a stay-at-home mom, and she moved to the shoreline rocks and saw that the man appeared to be in a daze and was not attempting to exit the truck. Johnston climbed down the rocks and stepped into the 51-degree water. After wading a short distance in waist-deep water, Johnston swam to the driver's door of the truck, and after the window was lowered, climbed inside to her waist and released the man's seatbelt. Johnston then grasped the man's vest with both hands, and as she withdrew, pulled and twisted the man with her until he was free of the truck. Shortly, the truck submerged completely, and Johnston, with one arm wrapped around the man's upper body, stabilized herself atop the front end of the truck while a man swam out and joined her at the scene. Another man piloting a boat responded to the scene, helped all three aboard, and took them to a dock. The 78-year-old man was taken to a hospital for treatment, then released. Johnston was cold and suffered a cut on her left forearm, but she recovered. Now, Heidi Johnston was one of the heroes that we connected with Bill Garrison for the Fear on Hold podcast. And what I read to you was this factual account of her rescue that stays in the archives of the commission. But what Bill endeavored to do was speak to these heroes and find out a little bit more about what was going on in their lives that day before, during, and since their heroic rescue that won Heidi, in this case, the Carnegie Medal. So, Bill.
This woman, she has so much personality. She said she's now known as the Lady in Pink because she was wearing all pink. Right. So, Jim, you're familiar, obviously, with like more about California, but she lived in Willow Creek, California, which is the home of Bigfoot. I didn't know that until she told me that's the big attraction in Willow Creek. But she grew up near the Trinity River, and she said these are the kinds of things that you hear from these heroes. She grew up with an intense fear of drowning. Living near a river, everybody used the water, but she was always afraid. And here she is. So they would drive to Eureka, because that was where all the shopping was. Willow Creek is just a small town. And she was with her daughter and maybe her daughter's boyfriend, and they went shopping. And they were going to go to a restaurant, and it was closed for lunch. And so, again, these are just the timing of things, okay? So they end up getting drive-through, and they said, we'll just go sit in the parking lot and eat. Because they had done some shopping, and it's like an hour drive or something. So they're in the parking lot eating lunch, and this pickup truck comes out of nowhere, literally, because it's right on the bay, so cars aren't going that fast. This guy is going 40, 50 miles an hour through the parking lot, right into the water. He just elevates the truck. And she's She sees the whole thing. And she said that her kids said they were all looking at what happened. And when they turned, Heidi was out of the car already. It's like the kids weren't even ready to react. They didn't know what happened. She had already gotten out. And her instinct was, I have to go see what's wrong or what happened. There's somebody in that truck. And this woman wearing pink, just coming from shopping, small woman, and she was describing the guy. He was a big guy, over 6 foot, 200 some pounds. And she's thinking, I have to go get him. And in her story about with the quote, the doors were locked, the windows were locked. He looked unconscious. All hope seemed lost. And then she said it was a miracle that he looked up and saw her, and just the window just went down. For some reason, she doesn't know whether he did it or why it happened, but his window went down. And this truck is sinking. And then she's reaching in, and she was able to get this guy out of the truck. These are like superhuman things that you wouldn't. This is a nice little shopping day with her kids, and now she's in the water, the person that was afraid of drowning her whole life.
Well, I can relate a great deal to that story because I lived in Mendocino during World War II, not far from where this happened. And in fact, we used to go on weekends to Eureka to go to the movies because it was the only place in the surrounding area that had a movie house. And so, and I've been in the rivers around there. There's two or three rivers that pour into the Pacific there, and I've been to several of them. So I can really understand. I could picture in my mind when you were telling that story of what that looked like. But tell us more about this.
Well, great example, I think, Heidi Johnston, of a hero hiding in plain sight. And if my life's ever in the hands of another person, and in most cases, as far as the commission's concerned, it's a stranger, give me a stay-at-home mom every day of the week. I mean, and that's exactly what Heidi was. But she was a hero on this occasion. And these are the real-life stories. These are the normal lives outside of this one moment in time. And so the commission focuses on that one moment and the actions that are taken, the human beings involved. We really don't endeavor to understand what happened before, what else was in their mind, what they were thinking, and the various other human levels at play. And so that's why I'm enjoying listening to Bill tell the stories of his conversations with these heroes, because they are conversations that we would not necessarily have had.
Well, and you've turned them into a podcast that others can share and can learn more about what happened. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Bill Garrison, the creative consultant for a podcast for the Kearney Hero Fund, and Eric Zarin, the president of the Carnegie Hero Fund Commission. They've been here to tell us about ordinary people doing extraordinary things, and we'll hear more of that next week on Heroes.